Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Milah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph at the very bottom of the Amud, about to begin our study of the last, the sixth and final chapter of Masachet Milah. Shaliach Sha'asa Shlichuto Baal Habayit Ma'al. Unlike every other area of Torah, here we have Yesh Shaliach Lidvar Veira. If somebody sends another, dispatches another, and of course both of them are unaware that the money that's being used or the food that's being given is hekdesh, then the balabayit has violated mila, not the shaliach, as long as the shaliach does it exactly according to directions. Lo asa shlichuto, if he did differently, ashliach mal ketzad. What's an example? Marlo ten basar l'orchim. If the balabayit had some meat and he forgot that it was hekdesh meat, and he said, "Give this meat to these guests." But I tell them kaved, instead he gave them liver. Kaved, and I tell them basar, vice versa. Hashaliach mal, because he didn't follow directions. It's not the balabait's action. Amar l'tein lem chaticha, chaticha. And if the balabait said, give them one piece each. For my tlushtaim, and he came and said, take two. They're not lushalosh, and they took three each. Kulam ma'alu. Then everybody's guilty of mi'ilah, and we will investigate a little bit of the implications of that in the Gemara. Mantan erachom milta de mimlachala shaliach tarte milihavin. So who is the author of our Mishnah who would hold that anything that would be enough of a deviation that the shaliach would have to come and ask about is considered to be two separate things? Meaning, if a person says, give them meat, normally you'd have to come back and say, is it okay if I give them liver, because liver is not meat. That makes liver and meat separate. As opposed to saying, if the guy comes back and says, can I give them liver, that proves that liver is meat, and you're asking whether this kind of meat is okay. So it's against Rabbi Akiva that we have the Mishnah in Nidarim. If a guy takes a ned there not to eat vegetables, Mutar B'diluni is allowed to eat squash. Rabbi Akiva Oser. And in that case, the discussion that goes on in Nidarim, Rabbi Akiva says, after all, if a person sends someone to the market to get Yerek, he may come back and said, I couldn't find Yerek, I could only find squash, which proves that it's different. Right, so Abai Amar, if you tell Rabbi Akiva, you could even have Rabbi Akiva agree with the authorship of a Mishnah. And Mila Bailim Luchi, after all, the fact that the guy has to come back and say, is it okay if I give them liver, proves that liver is not the same thing. So Ki Amar Rabbanu Kamei de Rava, so the Rabbanan presented this to Rava. Amar Lehu Shaper Kamar Rachmani. Abaye had a good answer. So Mantan Apali Galer Rabbi Akiva. So now we're asking, who is the Tana who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and says that if it's something you would ask about differently, then it's really a separate thing? Or Shem Gamlieli, the Tanya. Now, Abdamina Basar, we have a bright, if somebody says, I'm not going to eat meat. Asur B'chol Mine Basar. Tanakama's position is, can't eat any kind of meat. Asur B'rosh, the head of an animal, Aglaim, its legs, Kaneh, the esophagus of a Kaveh, the liver, Olev, the heart. Asur Basar, foot, you can't eat fowl either. Mutar Masad, Agiva Chagamim. The only thing you can eat is fish and locusts. Says it's all okay, all those different parts and fowl are okay. The only thing you can't eat is regular meat of an animal, of a mammal. He said the innards are not really basar. People who eat them aren't really people. Right? So therefore, Rishon Gamliel says, basar just means basar narrowly. And so that would be the one who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and says, therefore, it is two separate things. Well, the Tanakama, now the Tanakama of Rishon Gamliel, Maishta basar ofot. Why does he say that fowl is included in the netter? Mishum deragel inishtamar, lo shkachi biso de chayuta, because a person will come back from the market and say, I couldn't find mammal meat, I bought fowl. A person could also come back and say, I didn't find mammal meat, but I brought fish. So Papa says, our Mishnah, that bright, is talking about a case where it is a day where you did bloodletting. People don't eat fish, so therefore it wouldn't be included. People don't eat birds either. If you have just let blood, Shmuel has a lot of sayings about bloodletting. He was also a doctor. If you let blood and then you eat a bird, your heart will flutter like a bird. Not good. When you have a kasa, you have to eat certain kind of meat and not fowl nor fish. We're talking about a time when you're having hurt eyes. People don't eat fish in those circumstances. They do eat fowl. Okay. Now, what do we hear from that case in the Mishnah at the end where the Balabayit said, give them each one. The fellow came and offered them each two, and they each took three, and they're all chayiv. So that tells you that if you do the shlichut plus, then you're shaliach. That's not called deviation. So Rav Shesh said, no, the amar shliach tol achat midah, tol achat midati. Shaliach actually came up to them and he didn't say, take two. He said, he's telling me to give you one, take one from him, and I'm giving you another one. So he made it clear that it was separate. So ma'udit him akar shliach shlichut ter balabayit. I might think that that is considered uprooting the shlichut of the balabayit, because the balabayit said one and only one. V'lo limol, and the balabayit is scot-free. Kamash malan, no, the shaliach did exactly what the balabayit said. He just added to it, so they're both chayav. And then when the people took their own third, they were also chayav. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast, our final podcast of Masechet Milah. And everybody should have a wonderful day.